KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports, lots of high school wrestling on Saturday as those sectional meets were held to get off and running with the postseason in high school wrestling. In Class 2A, to meet up at OABCIG High School, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton winning the team title with 234 points. Harlan was the runner-up with 209, those two teams advancing to the regional dual team tournaments. Atlantic was just behind Harlan at 206 in third place. Atlantic advanced six wrestlers on to the district round this weekend. Garrett McLaren was the champ at 106. Chase McLaren won the title at 138, and also Cale Roller was the champ at 220. Atlantic also with three runners-up, Joe Weaver at 120, Caden Stutzman at 145, and Connor Pellet at 152, all runners-up for Atlantic Cam. Also for Harlan, qualifiers include Derek Wire, who's the champ at 285, Joseph Arkfeld, who was runner-up at 220, Carter Bendorf was the titleist at 170, Oscar Olmos won the title at 145, Wyatt Obrecht was second at 132 pounds, Ethan Lemon won the title at 126 pounds. For Harlan on Saturday. Also in a 2A meet at Creston Saturday, it was Creston and Winterset, the top two teams. They'll advance to the regional duels. Among the qualifiers for districts, at 106, Tyler Halloran of Clarinda was the champ. At 113, Jonathan Earp of Red Oak was champ. Kyle Kesterson of Southwest Iowa, the runner-up. Caden Bolton of Creston wins at 220. Bo Thompson of Creston second at 126. Garrett Worcester of Creston was the runner-up at 132. Cam Vanderhoof of Red Oak was the champ, and Colton Houshield of Southwest Iowa, the runner-up at 138. At 145, Mr. McNaughton was the runner-up at that weight for Southwest Iowa. Ryland Luther was runner-up for Creston at 152. Justin McCunn of Red Oak, champ at 160. At 170, it was Jackson Kinsella of Creston and Carter Maines of Red Oak advancing. At 182, Jacob Childs of Clarinda and Bo Barncastle of Creston advanced. At 195, Thomas Bentley of Red Oak and Crew Howard of Clarinda were the first two, while Colton Kinnison of Red Oak and Trevor Kenyon of Creston were the first and second place finishers at 220. Storm Howard of Clarinda and Andy Weiss of Creston were one and two at 285 to advance. In Class 1A meets around the area, at Oakland on Saturday, it was Underwood and Riverside, the top two teams. They'll advance to the regional duels. Individually, among those who qualified to move on, at 106, Stevie Barnes of Underwood and Jace Rose of Riverside were first and second. At 113, John Schroeder of Riverside and Niles Salazzo of Underwood. At 120, Weston Allen of Underwood, Duncan Clark of Trainer. At 126, Zane Ziegler of Underwood and Nolan Moore of Riverside. At 132, Logan James of Underwood and Gabe Smith of Riverside. At 138, Nick Hamilton of Underwood and Tegan Lundquist of Southwest Valley. At 145, Blake Thompson of Underwood and Jackson Ray of East Mills. At 152, Tanner Owens of Underwood and Josh Mansfield of Riverside. At 160, Michael Baker of Underwood and Austin Krumkowski of Riverside. At 170, Drake Adair of Underwood and Brody Gordon of East Mills. At 182, Brennan Maurer of Trainer and Caden Hendricks of Riverside. At 195, Corey Coleman of Trainer and Sam Olson of Griswold. At 220, Talon Myers of Southwest Valley and Chris Gardner of Underwood. And at 285, Brock Fox of Trainer and Easton Elledge of Underwood advanced. In the 1A sectional at ACGC High School on Saturday, it was AHSTW and ACGC, the top two teams, as they advanced to the regional team duels. Individually, among those advancing, at 106, Elliot Cooney of Nottoway Valley and Hayden Fisher at AHSTW. At 113, Ben Braheny of Nottoway Valley was the runner-up. At 120, Jackson Christensen of Nottoway Valley advanced as a runner-up. Elliot Young of AHSTW was second at 126. Joel Sampson of AHSTW second at 132. Ben Ehlers of AHSTW was the runner-up at 138. Seth Kiesel of AHSTW was the champ at 160. Trevor Fletter of Nottoway Valley was the champ at 170. Gabe Pauley of AHSTW, the champ at 182. And Gavin Fisher of AHSTW was the champ at 220 pounds. Also in the Class 1A sectional at Missouri Valley on Saturday, it was Logan Magnolia and Missouri Valley, the top two teams, as they advance. Among the first and second place winners at 106, Sean Thompson of Logan Magnolia and Andrew Bowman of Missouri Valley. At 113, Hagen Heistad of Logan Magnolia and Sam Kyle of Missouri Valley. At 120, Connor Atkinson of Tri-Center and Brady Thompson of Logan Magnolia. At 126, Briar Rice of Logan Magnolia and Peyton Clipperton of Coon Rapids Baird. At 132, Gavin McGuire of Logan Magnolia and Freddie Veach of Missouri Valley. At 138, Trevor Nelson of Tri-Center and Quinton Vogel of Missouri Valley. At 145, Duke Kyle of Missouri Valley and Jordan Kerger of Logan Magnolia. At 152, Connor Lang of Missouri Valley was the champ. At 160, Bryson Freeburg of Tri-Center and Jack Nelson of Woodbine. At 170, Nick Haynes of Missouri Valley and Chase McGuire of Logan Magnolia. At 182, Trace McEwen of Audubon and Josh Stevie of Logan Magnolia. At 195, Luke Mazinski of Audubon was the runner-up to advance. At 220, Dylan Obermeyer of Audubon and Rex Johnson of Logan Magnolia were first and second. And at 285, Aaron Olson of Missouri Valley and Barrett Pitt of Logan Magnolia were the top two, and they both advance. Those district meets set for this Saturday. Well, the boys' district swim meets were held around the state Saturday. The top 24 times in each event qualified for the state meet. Atlantic competed in the Johnston round, and they had no state qualifiers this year. Taking a look at some of the top place finishers in that Johnston regional Saturday in the 200-yard medley relay, Atlantic had a seventh place finish. In the 200 freestyle, Brian York was 13th for the top place finish for Atlantic. Also Saturday in the 200-yard IM, it was Andrew Engler placing 18th for Atlantic. In the 50-yard freestyle, Alec Muff of Atlantic was 16th. Also in the 100 freestyle, Avery Anderson placed 16th for Atlantic. Brian York was 11th for Atlantic in the 500 freestyle. In the 200 freestyle relay, Atlantic placed 8th. In the 100 backstroke, Cole Sampson of Atlantic was 13th. Also in the 100 breaststroke, Atlantic's Andrew Engler was 11th. In the 400 freestyle relay, Atlantic placed 7th overall. Waukee won the team title. Atlantic was 7th with 92 points in total in that meet Saturday. Recapping some high school basketball from Saturday, it was Audubon over Underwood in boys hoops, 53-45. Also in boys basketball, Woodbine defeating Cam, 49-46. Bishop Elon Catholic over Kemper Catholic, 63-52. Grandview Christian beat Trainer 60-40. Nebraska City Lords over Sydney 57-56. And Southwest Valley beat Wayne 48-45. And girls hoops Saturday, Carroll over Greene County 63-28. Abraham Lincoln beat Omaha Duchesne Academy 44-38. It's a six-pack for Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and the New England Patriots. The Pats are the Super Bowl champs for the sixth time. After a 13-3 win over the Los Angeles Rams, it was boring. It was the lowest-scoring Super Bowl in the 53-year history of the game and the first in which neither team reached the end zone until the fourth quarter. Julian Edelman was the primary target for Brady, and he was the Super Bowl MVP with 10 catches for 141 yards in that game. Well, Florida State says quarterback DeAndre Francois is no longer a member of their team. FSU head coach Willie Taggart said in a statement that he recently notified Francois of his decision, which comes the day after the quarterback's girlfriend posted a video to Instagram alleging abuse by Francois. The Tennessee Democrat reports that the video shows neither Francois nor the girlfriend, but a woman can be heard begging a man to stop hitting her. He hasn't been charged with a crime. Lewis Central's junior defensive lineman Logan Jones committed to the University of Iowa yesterday. The 6'3", 250-pounder announced his commitment on Sunday. Jones is a three-star recruit by both Rivals and 24/7. He's the fifth known commitment for the Hawkeyes in their 2020 recruiting class. The 13th-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women never trailed in an 81-61 win at Penn State on Sunday. Megan Gustafson poured in 30 points as the Hawkeyes improved to 8-3 in the Big Ten.
You know, great first quarter. Shots are falling for us. We were really kind of just did a variety of things within our offense and didn't look at just one thing. So I was really proud of the way the team responded, especially on the boards. You know, our assists were back up, 25 assists again tonight. That was good for us.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. She says the transition defense was a key in that victory. A quick turnaround for the Iowa State Cyclones as they visit Oklahoma tonight in the Big 12. The Cyclones are coming off a hard-fought win at home against Texas that moved their league record to 6-3.
Our guys need to want more. Our guys need to stay true to who they are and what we want to do. Can't live in peaks and valleys, but they just got to keep growing.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm, who likes the way his chemistry of his team is coming around. He says a key for the Cyclones of late has been the play of senior point guard Nick Weiler-Babb. The Sooners are 3-6 in the league race entering tonight's game. The Iowa Hawkeyes return to action tonight, Thursday night rather, with a visit to Indiana. The Hawkeyes are 6-5 in the Big Ten after a 74-59 win over 5th-ranked Michigan Friday night.
It's a fine line. You know, winning and losing, and somehow, some way, you got to figure out a way to be on the winning side. And I just say, okay, we're close. You know, I think what it says about this team specifically is, you know, when you put it together from a game plan perspective and execute, you know, we can be pretty good.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hoosiers got a shot of confidence by halting a 7-game losing skid with a stunning victory at Michigan State, a big surprising win of their own over the weekend. And we'll have that game Thursday night for you here on the radio. Top 25 men's college hoops yesterday. 14th-ranked Villanova over Georgetown, 77-65. 17th-ranked Purdue beat Minnesota, 73-63. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.